Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 32 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
A lot of drugs, thieving. There's too much going on here.
A McGoffin County man is under arrest after an alleged knife attack.
Two people have been arrested in connection with car break-ins in Rowan County.
The University of Kentucky says a student has been hospitalized with a probable case of bacterial meningitis.
The Kentucky Department of Revenue says identity theft is common during tax season.
Mitch McConnell looks at a year in office for President Trump.
In sports, the future home of the 16th regional tournament could be in question.
But Luke has the stock report.
Clear and cold tonight. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
University of Kentucky says a student has been hospitalized with a probable case of bacterial meningitis. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the university announced in a tweet on Monday that the strain of meningitis has not been confirmed, but that anyone on campus with symptoms, such as a sudden fever and neck stiffness, should seek medical attention immediately. The university says the area where the student lives is being professionally cleaned, and anyone who may have been in close contact with the student is being provided with information and resources. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say bacterial meningitis is potentially fatal, but it can be treated with antibiotics. Other symptoms include nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to light, and confusion.
Moorhead police have taken two people into custody in connection with a string of car break-ins in the area. According to the Moorhead News, 18-year-old Cody Jones and 18-year-old Paul Terry are behind bars. Police believe they broke into at least 15 cars in the Clearfield and Moorhead area. Investigators say they stole guns, GPS systems, mobile devices, and anything of value. In one case, a photographer had $6,000 of camera equipment taken out of their car. Both Terry and Jones are charged with theft from a vehicle over $500, but less than $10,000. They're also charged with stealing and defacing a firearm. Jones is additionally charged with receiving stolen property. Both suspects are housed in the Rowan County Detention Center.
A McGoffin County man was arrested after police say he broke into his girlfriend's apartment and attacked her with a knife. According to WYMT, the incident happened at a complex on College Street Saturday. Police say they found Pat Arnett hiding in a child's closet when they entered the home. They say his girlfriend had cuts on her arms and necks. Neighbors say they are fed up with crime in the area.
A lot of drugs, thieving. There's too much going on here. Gotten worse. Definitely gotten worse. Drugs is a big factor for everybody.
Arnett is now charged with first-degree assault, first-degree burglary, and unlawful imprisonment.
Police in Catlettsburg are asking for the public's help to find a man who robbed a local store. According to WSAZ, the incident happened Sunday night. Law enforcement officials say a man entered the First and Last cigarette store and demanded money. An employee told police the man was wearing a mask and gloves. He's described as around 6 feet tall. The store owner is offering a $500 reward for information leading to an arrest.
A Breathitt County man is dead after a logging accident. According to WYMT, the incident happened around 3 p.m. yesterday in Jackson. Officials say 76-year-old Timothy Ray Robinson was downing a tree on his property when it fell on top of him. Robinson's death has been ruled an accident. The incident remains under investigation.
The tax filing season kicked off yesterday, and state officials are warning Kentuckians to protect their identity. In 2016, Kentucky began using an ID information quiz to help protect taxpayer information during the filing process. Thanks to those anti-fraud efforts, the Kentucky Department of Revenue helped keep more than $33 million from being stolen from Kentuckians during the 2017 tax season. KDR Director Christy Kenny says people should treat their identity as they would cash.
Be vigilant of your confidential information. Protect that as closely as possible. Don't give your confidential information out over the phone. Change your passwords constantly. Make sure that you're protecting that and not freely giving that out.
Kenny says the IRS does not request personal information from taxpayers through emails, texts, or social media messages.
As his county begins the healing process, Marshall County Sheriff Kevin Byers is in Louisville to attend a meeting with U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions today. Ed Huckleberry has that story.
Sheriff Byers says healing from last week's school shooting that left two dead and more than a dozen wounded got a big boost last night.
I actually had a doubleheader boys and girls basketball game last night. They made it free admission, asked for donation. We packed the house and raised over $12,000 for the families last night.
Byers says healing is underway, but it will take a long time to occur. I'm Ed Huckleberry.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
Among those who will be attending President Trump's State of the Union address tonight in Washington will be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Trump is expected to make note of his accomplishments during his first year in office, and the Kentucky Republican believes he'll have plenty to talk about.
For those of us who would like to see America be a right-of-center country, 2017 was the best year since I've been in the Senate, some three decades now, beginning with Neil Gorsuch in the Supreme Court, followed up by 12 U.S. Circuit Court judges. To put that in perspective, that was the most of a first year of a president since the circuit courts were created back in 1891.
McConnell says the president can also take credit for major deregulation efforts and tax reform that is recharging the stock market and the U.S. economy. President Trump's State of the Union address will air live on WMKY tonight at 9 o'clock.
The nation's top police officer says Kentucky's war on opioids is his top priority. Will Clark has the story.
Well, let me tell you this. We are not going to stand back and let this crime and addiction continue to rise. Plain and simple.
Speaking to law enforcement officers at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Louisville, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he's all in on the war against opioids.
Now, this is a winnable war. We can reduce the amount of addiction that starts from prescription drugs. I know we can, and if we work together.
Sessions says the next phase of that war is rolling out DEA agents for the next 45 days to go after doctors and pharmacists who are overprescribing opioids. I'm Will Clark.
Kentucky House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins is trying to convince his fellow lawmakers that they shouldn't pass Governor Bevin's proposed state budget as is. The Democrat from Moorhead says it reduces spending on too many programs that are critical to helping the Commonwealth grow its economy.
I think the reason Kentucky has done well in being able to recruit business and industry and have an industrial manufacturing sector is because over the last 30 years, we've been willing to invest in public education. We've been willing to invest in infrastructure of water and sewer, roads and bridges to make sure Kentucky can compete.
Adkins also believes Bevin's cuts to public education would also prevent Kentucky from having the kind of well-educated workforce that today's employers are demanding. The governor's two-year budget plan remains under review by state lawmakers.
Greenup County has landed an $800,000 federal grant that will help create jobs in the area. The Daily Independent reports that the Community Development Block Grant was given to the Greenup Fiscal Court on behalf of the local Riverport Authority. The cash will be spent to build a rail spur at Wright Mix Material Solutions in Wortland. Judge Executive Bobby Carpenter says the company will then renovate an old building there and turn it into a production facility.
Wright Concrete's a very good company out of Pikeville, and they come in and bought the old PCI plant that's been empty about 6 years, and that we need, and that just perfect fit for them. And they're going to hire about 130 people, which we need the jobs up here.
Wright Mix will invest over $8 million to develop its new production facility in Wirtland. The company is a federally licensed concrete contractor.
The House Appropriations and Revenue Committee is meeting with cabinet heads this week in Frankfurt to work on the proposed biannual budget. The governor's proposed budget, announced 2 weeks ago, funds the state pension while defunding 70 programs across the state. Republican Representative Jill York says the Budget Review Committee will take findings from the subcommittee meetings to compare needs to previous budgets.
A great many of us that serve on A&R are sitting down figuring out what exists that has always been, where is there room to find funding for a rare new program, or are there ways that we can find some hidden dollars to be able to perhaps restore some of the cuts that have been outlined in the governor's proposal.
York says once the comparisons are complete, the committee will pass its proposed budget on to the full House for approval.
Volunteers will brave the cold this week to count Kentucky's homeless. Lexington and Louisville conducted their counts last week. The rest of the state will conduct their counts tomorrow. The number of homeless persons will help the federal government determine the amount of funding needed to combat the issue. Natalie Harris is the executive director of the Louisville Coalition for the Homeless. Harris says the total homeless counted in all of Kentucky in 2017 was just over 4,000 people, about 1,000 of whom were in the Louisville area. Harris says there has been a steady decrease over the past 5 years.
A lot of that is due to the economy. As more people are able to get better paying jobs, you see less people who are homeless. But there still are a group of people who struggle with employment or struggle with addiction so that they can't get employed at that time.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development recently awarded more than $19 million to support 105 homeless housing and service programs in Kentucky.
A new commissary provider for the Carter County Detention Center may save the county money. Carter County Jailer R.W. Boggs wants Kelwell to take over commissary services for the jail, potentially increasing the annual revenue by up to $15,000. Boggs says families of the inmates will also benefit from the change.
Everybody gets what they need, but, you know, families a lot of times want to provide for those extras. And at this point, it's going to, you know, bring the cost of those extras down because of the close proximity of the warehouse. So actually, inmates' families are going to be able to save money, but the county is going to actually receive and recoup higher profits. So it's a win-win all around.
Boggs says Kelwell has the closest commissary warehouse to Carter County Detention Center, which makes for a quicker and more local service.
The Rowan County Board of Education holds another special meeting Wednesday night at 6 o'clock to further talk about plans for replacing Superintendent Marvin Moore, who retires at the end of June. At this point, Chairman Rick Whalen hopes to have that person hired by June 1st so they can work with Moore for a few weeks before he leaves.
Whoever comes in has got big shoes to fill. Marvin is well-respected around the state, and superintendent for 13 years, that's unheard of this day and age. Most superintendents are 4 years, so that's part of what we're going to look for, too, is somebody that we think will be around for a little bit, because we don't want to have to do this every 4 years.
Whalen says tomorrow night the board will put together the ad for the superintendent's job, along with naming a screening committee to review the applicants for it. The panel last week hired Tom Eaton of the Kentucky School Boards Association to act as consultant for the search process.
Customers of Louisville Gas and Electric Company and Kentucky Utilities will soon see some financial benefits thanks to the U.S. Tax Cuts and Job Act. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson reports.
The two companies have announced that they are filing a unanimous settlement with the Kentucky Public Service Commission to request approval to return their nearly $180 million in tax savings back to their customers this spring. If approved, customers will see a reduction on the environmental surcharge line item on their bill in March. There will be a new line item credit on their bill on energy consumption starting in April. With this settlement, KU customers will receive an estimated $91 million in savings, and LG&E customers will get $86 million. After federal tax reform in late December, Kentucky had one of the first regulatory commissions to begin a process that allowed utilities to return savings to their customers. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Turning now to a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 24 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy and warmer, highs up around 53. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lows around 41. On Thursday, we'll see a 100% chance of rain showers blowing in, highs in the mid-40s. That night, a 60% chance of rain turning to snow, lows around 18 degrees. And on Friday, at the end of this work week, sunny skies and colder, with highs in the upper 20s. It's currently sitting at 33 degrees right now in Ashland, 34 in Winchester, 32 in Inez, as well as in Flemingsburg, and 33 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State Public Radio, that is.
On our feature segment today, the West Carter football team has a familiar face as its new head football coach. WMKY's Braxton Howard has the story.
The West Carter football program has a new head man for the first time in 22 years. Assistant coach Daniel Barker has been promoted to replace the retired Kevin Brown at the helm of the Comets program. Barker says being named the head coach of West Carter is, quote, beyond special.
To be honest with you, this is, you know, just a kind of a fulfillment of a lifetime goal. That was kind of something I set aside for myself whenever I realized, probably about sixth grade, that I wasn't going to play in the NFL. That I kind of always, from there, dreamed that, you know, maybe one day that I'd be able to be the head football coach at West Carter.
Barker is bringing back most of Kevin Brown's former assistants and says that's led to a special and unique staff in all of Hill.
Everybody's from West Carter, and the four of us younger guys all played for Coach Brown. So it's unique, but I think that helps a lot. You know, guys are really invested, so you just see the pride that they have in our program. That's tremendous for our kids and our community.
After four seasons as the Comets defensive coordinator, Barker says having a great staff in place will help make the transition period easier for him.
Well, it would be a big change for me because I'll have to, especially on game nights, have to flip over to the offense. And whenever I was a defense coordinator, I tried to kind of stay in my lane. But we're blessed. We have a really good staff, so I trust those guys. If they make a play call, you know, I have full faith that it's the best call that we could make.
Barker admits just because Kevin Brown is no longer at the helm of the program, he won't be far from the team.
Absolutely. Me and him are in pretty much daily contact anyway. And that's just something we've done ever since I came over to the staff. We'll text or, you know, he stopped by the locker room and saw me a couple times. So absolutely, if you have somebody that's ran the program for over two decades, I feel like you'd be crazy not to be in communication with him, and, you know, especially somebody I respect like that.
Barker says when August rolls around and he takes the field as the Comets head coach for the first time, it will be a surreal feeling.
It's surreal now. There's decisions that come to me that I'm used to Coach Brown making, and, you know, so I can't imagine, you know, if that's a little issue with the locker room or with how we do weights, how it'll be on a game night. You know, but like I said, it's something that I've really wanted to do all my life, so... So I'm excited for it, but it will be very surreal.
Barker and West Carter will be looking to improve on last year's 5-6 record. For WMKY Sports, I'm Braxton Howard.
It's 4:48 and 33 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Arlo Barnett, and we are tickled pink that you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, offering a payroll and occupational tax amnesty program through March 31st. A 5% penalty and interest will be waived if delinquent taxes are paid before March 31st. Taxes not paid by the deadline may result in further penalties or legal action. More information on the Rowan County Tax Amnesty Program is available by calling the Rowan County Finance Director at 784-8505.
Tournament turmoil. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. While the 16th Region Basketball Tournament has been played at Morehead State University's Johnson Arena for the past few decades, its future there may be in doubt. With MSU strapped for cash, the university has told the region's high schools they have to pay the $8,000 cost of providing security for the event. That's reportedly caused some of the school's athletic directors to consider moving the tournament elsewhere, But West Carter's Brian Brown doesn't believe that's such a good idea.
There's some on our athletic council or in the region who I think feel that way. But my own personal opinion is no. I think Morehead's a great location. It's great for the kids. The kids look forward to getting to play there, and I think the fans do as well, without having to go to a gym that you typically play in throughout the course of your regular season.
The tournament reportedly nets the 16th region schools about $85,000. The cost for providing security at those events will be about $500 per school. Ticket prices this year, however, will be raised a dollar to help pay that bill. The Round County boys basketball team will try to snap its two-game losing streak tonight at 7:30 when it faces Lewis County at Cooper Gym. The 11-10 Lions feature senior Tay Offit and sophomore Samuel Kefe, who combined to score about 30 points a game. Coach Sean Thacker says the Vikings will have to do a lot of things right to beat Lewis.
They're going to be very aggressive defensively, so there again, you got to take care of the basketball. You got to make sure that, we defend, we rebound. You know, a lot of it just taking care of us at this point. Being able to execute in the half court, take care of the basketball, take high-quality shots, get good ball movement.
Like Lewis, Round is 11-10 this year. Former Round baseball coach Keith Prater will be inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame tonight. The University of Louisville is looking deeper into former athletic director Tom Jurich's time at the school. UofL's law firm has hired a private investigation company to get information about Jurich. The Courier-Journal is reporting the investigators are looking for any information about Louisville's partnership with Adidas and any allegations of sexual harassment between Jurich and females involved with the university. Jurich released a statement saying, quote, "It is ironic to hire a private investigator to pursue allegations that simply do not exist. It is shocking and shameful that someone associated with the University of Louisville has hired a private investigator to pursue a witch hunt against me. The university has attempted to destroy my reputation over the last 6 months." Jurich and former head basketball coach Rick Pitino were both fired last October after Louisville was involved in the FBI's pay-for-play scandal involving Adidas. The Kentucky basketball team is back in action tonight. The number 21 Wildcats will engage Vanderbilt at 9 o'clock. UK beat the Commodores 74-67 just over 2 weeks ago down in Nashville, but Coach John Calipari expects Vandy to give the Big Blue some trouble. He says the Doors are playing pretty good ball right now.
Tennessee, they were down 20 and should have won the game. I mean, I had to watch it twice. Like, how'd they do this? They were down 20. And I'm talking in 20 minutes, they got it to a two-point game. And then they had the ball with, you know. And then the TCU game, from tip to the finish, TCU couldn't guard them.
The Cats will be out to improve on their 16-5 overall mark and 5-3 SEC record. 8-13 Vanderbilt is coming off of a weekend upset over TCU. Morehead State women's basketball coach Greg Todd says he's very proud of his daughter. Generally a backup throughout her MSU career, senior forward Brooke Todd stepped in as a starter 5 games ago after Tiara McGowan went down with a broken ankle. Since then, she's averaged 9 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks a game. Greg Todd says he's been pleased by that, but says he looks at Brooke more as a coach than as a father.
Outside of basketball, yes, but I didn't coach her growing up, but the 4 years I've had her, tried to be fair to her and be fair to the teammates best that I can do, and I think she's doing a good job coming in now. Really her first time that she's been a starter throughout her career.
Todd's MSU women, along with the MSU men, have a home doubleheader against Tennessee State on Thursday night. Some notes from the NBA. The blockbuster trade between the Clippers and Pistons has been approved by the league. The Clips sent Blake Griffin to Detroit for Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Boban Marjanovic, and a first and second round draft pick. Also, former Kentucky and current Washington Wizards all-star point guard John Wall will undergo a procedure on his left knee on Wednesday and is expected to be sidelined for 2 months. The Philadelphia Eagles will once again be the underdogs when Super Bowl 52 kicks off on Sunday in Minnesota. After losing starting quarterback and at the time MVP favorite Carson Wentz back in early November to an ACL injury, it's a road the Eagles have gotten used to playing. Current starting quarterback Nick Foles says it's something they thrive on now.
Obviously, we've been an underdog for quite a while, so just to be here just tells you how, you know, the team persevered through everything, and you can't listen to everything everyone says. You know, no one knows what goes on in our locker rooms and the preparation and the work and the heart that goes into it. And we took those games to heart, and we went out there and played with a ton of energy, played for each other, and we were able to come away with 2 victories to put us, you know, in a position to where we get one more game this season, and we can't wait.
Sunday's game kicks off at 6:30. Also from the NFL, Buffalo center Eric Wood's retirement is on hold over questions about whether the Bills can ask him to return a portion of the contract bonus he got for signing a 2-year contract extension back in August. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have signed the son of Baseball Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. Trey Griffey was a wide receiver at Arizona State, but went undrafted last spring. Finally, in sports, manager Brian Price thinks the Cincinnati Reds starting pitching staff will be much improved this year. Price says the group features a talented blend of young and experience, and he believes the club will get key contributions from youngsters Amir Garrett, Tyler Malley, Sal Romano, and Luis Castillo.
There's any number of young pitchers that are going to come up and influence the staff, and now having a fully healthy Homer Bailey, Brandon Finnegan, and Anthony DeSclafani, there's an awful lot of reason to believe that we finally got there.
The Reds pitchers and catchers will begin reporting for spring training in Goodyear, Arizona on February the 13th. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Eagle basketball hosts Tennessee State for a doubleheader on Thursday. The women's game begins at 5:15 and the men tip off at 7:30. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office, 783-2386, online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed sharply lower, falling for a second day as the first major sell-off of the new year intensified. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 362.59 at 26,076.89. The S&P 500 was down 31.1 at 2822.43, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 64.02 at 7402.48. The S&P 500, in pulling back today 1.1%, has now snapped its longest stretch ever without back-to-back declines of at least a half of a percent, and also it had its worst day since August. Shares of United Health were under pressure today, falling 4.4%, and the stock fell after it was announced that Amazon, J.P. Morgan, and Berkshire Hathaway were actually all three announcing plans to partner on ways to cut health care costs. In economic news, consumer confidence rose to 125.4 in January as Americans expect the U.S. economic momentum from 2017 to carry over into the new year. And, of course, tonight, President Donald Trump will deliver his State of the Union address, and many market watchers will be watching that for further clues on government policy and how that will impact business going forward. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.38%, finishing at $64.34 a barrel. Gold was down 0.25% at $1,341.40 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak today, with the Stock 600 index finishing with a loss of almost 1%. And in Asia, stocks were down as well, with the Nikkei down 1.4% and the Shanghai Composite down 1%. Among Dow Industrial stocks, the only ones that were up today were Caterpillar and Procter & Gamble. As far as your worst-performing Dow Industrial stocks, those were United Healthcare and Pfizer. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Harris Corporation and Wynn Resorts, while the worst performers were MetLife and Principal Financial. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 31 cents at 72.70, CSX down 37 cents at 56.86, AEP up 46 cents at 68.36, AK Steel down 82 cents at 5.49, Marathon Petroleum down $1.02 at 69.13, and U.S. Bancorp is down 60 cents, finishing at 57.39. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's is made to order specialty pizzas include spicy Italian, Tuscan 6 cheese, Mediterranean veggie, spinach Alfredo, and Hawaiian barbecue chicken. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookies and double chocolate chip brownies. For pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Rowan County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551. Or online at papajohns.com.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Chuck Moraz, Sean Delaney, Brian Courtney, Cody Robinson, Kenzie Thompson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh James and KNN's Ed Huckleberry and Will Clark chipped in. And our feature segment came today from our newsroom, WMKY's Braxton Howard. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202 VH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.